I came in a regular room and sat down because the scripture you gave me. The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not. Why? Why don't they see? Why don't they hear? For they are a rebellious house. Wow. Therefore, thou son of man, prepare thee stuff for removing. Remove by day in their sight, and thou shalt remove from thy place to another place in their sight. It may be that they will consider, though they be a rebellious house. Few weeks ago, God brought that thing to me so much, so I removed myself from time to time from the radio room to my house. And then from my house, I was removed to a prison house. Wow. Ah. Another place in their sight. Carry me right by the radio room. As God was moving me. And you wondered. Some of the folks were so, oh, God got them now. Yep, God got them. God got them captive. Captive. Then shalt thou bring forth thy stuff. I read this so many times. Ezekiel 12. Then shalt thou bring forth thy stuff by day in their sight, as stuff for removing. And thou shalt go forth at evening in their sight. Last night I was at prayer. Couldn't do it for well over a month. But I was just at tabernacle in prayer because my captivity gave me liberty to go into my captivity, into the tabernacle, to lead God's people, to be there. When I walked in, it was such a small group. Oh, just a few. I've mentioned it to us over and over again. Can't even find the place of prayer. I don't want to. If my people would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. So I went to prayer. Then shalt thou bring forth thy stuff by day in their sight, as stuff for removing, and thou shalt go forth and even in their sight, as they go forth into captivity. Whenever I'm directed the Spirit to read scriptures like this, get on the air like you did here at this time. See, I'm hoping that I have a captive people who, around the world who join us at prayer time. And there are. Two over here, one over there, one across the seas, one down under. Yes, they join at prayer. They're captive, drawn by the Spirit of God. And I say, my God, who's listening? Right here on my grounds. We have about 50 people. Just to maybe 8 or 10 are diligently praying. If they hear me right now, many of them will get angry. You see, when I talk like this, they say, you ain't got no right to talk about. I'm a man of experience. I've been tested. I'm being tested. I've been chastised. I'm being chastised. Because them whom God loves, he chastens and scourges. And the chastening and the scourging to those that God loves, it will work. Dig through the wall in their sight. Go right through the veneer in their sight. Carry out thereby. In their sight shalt thou bear it upon thy shoulders and carry it forth in the twilight. Thou shalt cover thy face that they see not the ground. For I have set thee for a sign in the house of Israel. Yes, the sword is in the land. The sword of God's fiery judgment is upon the whole earth. And this is the end. You're listening to the Overcomer radio broadcast. My name is Brother Stair. The voice of the last day, last time, prophet of God. I wish you would not just treat that as cliche, for this is the last time. Whenever I'm dealing with situations around here, with the few I have, I'll say this is the last time. This is it. If you therefore will not watch, then you will not know. Watch and pray always, so you may be accounted worthy to escape the destruction that's going to waste that noonday, the terror that's on every side. Oh, God, save thy people. Touch them, Father, in Jesus' name, once again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.